Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's. Sparky here. Charlie Usen over there. While the Bucks and Pacers do have Game 5 tonight in Indianapolis, the Brewers also are playing. I got to be honest with you. And we're talking about a grand scheme of things of what is much-watched TV tonight. If you're a Brewers fan, die-hard core fan, you're watching no matter what, right? If you're a casual Brewers fan and you're like, oh, who do they play tonight? The White Sox? Are they better than last year? Check. 7 wins. Nope, not better. That should be a win. We'll move on. Right? I mean, how many people are really going to tune in? I have no idea. Maybe the same amount of people tune in every game, no matter if it's a good team or a bad team playing. Freddie Peralta versus Bryce Wilson, the former Brewers starter slash reliever for the White Sox down on the south side of Chicago. To talk more about that game, he is Andrew Wagner, Forbes Sports Brewers writer. Follow him on Twitter at @ByAndrewWagner. Good afternoon. How are you?
I mean, I just want to tune in to see if Bryce Wilson still warms up to Johnny Cash.
Probably. Yeah, I would assume so. I want to tune in and see how many innings he's going to throw. I was looking at his game log. He hasn't pitched more than a couple of innings. Like, is this an opener, Mr. Wagner, or is he actually going to throw 4 or 5 innings?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know how the White Sox do anything anymore these days. I was looking at his game log, too, and it's like not a straight one inning opener, but his innings are not a lot. It's kind of a weird situation down there. But then again, everything involving that poverty, poorly run franchise raises questions. Like, I don't want to get on the whole like defending Chicago thing, but I feel bad for fans of the Bulls and the White Sox.
No.
For all we complain.
No.
All we complain about Herb Cole and Bud Selig. Jerry Reinsdorf is like intentionally running those two franchises into the ground.
Okay.
It's a slap in the face to the fans.
Yeah. Too bad. Get over it. Now, listen, if you're like 12, okay, I'm sorry, right? Your life sucks. You have a long way to go in life, hopefully, and you'll have many opportunities to get your team better. However, if you are my age or Andrew Wagner's age, I don't feel sorry for you in the least bit. As a Bulls fan, you watch 6 NBA titles with the greatest player of all time, and now you're struggling. Oh, poor you. No, I don't care. The White Sox won.
One thing that they were like legit just struggling and playing bad, like, aha, okay. But the management of that operation is a slap in the face to fans.
What are you talking about? They went out and got Vucevic, Lonzo Ball, Zach LaVine, DeMar DeRozan they had. It wasn't like they were running a bunch of nobodies out there. Now, this White Sox thing is a disaster. That I agree with you on. That is a slap in the face to White Sox fans. I'm with you there. The Bulls are trying. They just don't know what they're doing necessarily.
That's fair. I'll give you that one.
Right.
I will begrudgingly note your point.
But the other part about it is this. Again, if you're my age or your age, man, they won a World Series already with Ozzie Guillen. The Brewers have never won a World Series in the history of the organization. I'm not going to feel bad for White Sox fans that had a World Series here in the last decade or however long it's been, 15 years. Like, no, I'm good. I'm not feeling bad for them. Sorry. Just like I wouldn't expect a franchise that is horrible to feel bad for the Bucks when Giannis leaves at some point. They won a championship with Giannis. Some of these other franchises still haven't won a championship. Like the Indiana Pacers, they haven't won a ring. They've been close a bunch, but they don't got nothing to write home about right now.
Giannis needs to be gone like next week.
Well, that's probably not happening, so I wouldn't be too concerned about that. I know you're not, but I don't think that's happening. Andrew Wagner, Forbes Sports Brewers writer. Follow him on Twitter at @ByAndrewWagner. Did the Brewers send the wrong pitcher down? I mean, if we're being honest here, I wanted Logan Henderson. We saw Priester again here in his last outing, not pitch necessarily all that great. Is Priester the one that should have went down, and should they decide to bring Henderson back up?
Here's the thing. Priester has...
Hey, everyone. Quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high-quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman... Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
To learn how to get through major league lineups. And he's not going to do that at the AAA level. This will seem apples and oranges, but hear me out. Like last year when Churio was struggling, they could have sent him down, and he probably would have gone down and raked against AAA pitching. Like, no doubt about that, right? It's the same thing with Priester. Like, he's shown what he can do at AAA. He has to do it at the big league level, and the only way you're going to learn how to do that is by facing big league hitters. Henderson still has a lot of development that he has to do, and it's the kind of development that you can get away with doing against guys at the AAA level. You can afford to make mistakes, for lack of a better term, when you're at AAA because, yeah, they're looking at the result, but they take into account the fact that this guy is still developing pitches. He's still working on sequencing. He's still working on this, that, and the other thing. You can't work on location and command at the big league level because you're just going to get crushed doing it. I mean, I think everyone wants to see Logan Henderson, but I think it's more important for him in the long-term future to send him back down, get him some reps, get him ironed out, turn him into a big league pitcher, if that makes sense.
Absolutely. I think that's definitely part of it. I just saw Logan Henderson's last start. He pitched really well again. Carlos Rodriguez had a good outing last night, too, for the Brewers. So they definitely have some younger arms that are getting ready to go here. What about Tobias Myers? How are you feeling about Tobias Myers right now?
I mean, one start, I'm not going to, get too concerned. listen, the guy was off for a long time. He's coming out there. He's amped up. Everyone's expecting him to do exactly what he did in Game 3 of the NL Wild Card Series last year. I'm sure there were some jitters. I'm sure there were some bugs. The defense didn't do him any favors. Like, let the guy get his feet wet. He did. Let him get settled in. Let him catch his breath. I think he'll be much better the next time out.
Let's talk a little bit about what we've seen defensively from this team. Why do you think so much struggles this year compared to how good they were last year?
I think it's when you get into your own head, when things aren't going well, you're trying to think. It's the football analogy. You know, we always hear about guys that are trying to make the yards after the catch before they actually make the catch. You're sometimes trying to be too perfect when things are going wrong and trying to do too much when things are going wrong. And you just kind of get sloppy and get away from it. I think that's what happened there. I don't think they've all of a sudden become a bad defensive team. I think they're still really good. They're the two-time defending NL defender, I think it was MLB defensive team of the year. I think it's just a blip. You know, if it starts to go on long and long and long, had they not bounced back with a crisp game in the series finale, then maybe you start to raise an eyebrow. But it's just one of those things. You're in a slump. You get inside your head. Everyone's trying to you know, maybe not be the hero, but everyone's trying too hard to not be the GOAT. And when you try that, that's when things usually get funky.
Yes, Andrew Wagner, Forbes Sports Brewers writer. Follow him on Twitter at @ByAndrewWagner. I know I've been yelled at over the course of my time doing this by numerous former athletes. You can't tell me any series that they have to sweep or anything of that sort. But when you're taking on a 7-win White Sox team, I am completely expecting them to, at the very minimal, take 2 games in this series.
Yeah, I think that's logical. Because, listen, no matter how bad the record is, there are still major league players out there, and they don't want the humiliation of getting swept. They're expected to get swept. The Brewers are expected to sweep on paper. We've seen it time and time again. I would not be shocked at all if the Brewers drop one of those games because the Sox want to come out there and beat the big boys. I think getting out of it with 2 games, salvaging a little bit of the road trip, ending it on a high note, I think that's you know, absolute perfect. You get 2 or 3 out of there, win the series, come back home, face the Cubs, take off from there. That's the logical way to look at it. Proud of you, Sparky. You're using logic and common sense.
Yeah, it doesn't happen often, but sometimes it happens for the most part. What would you say, Charlie? Once a month?
Yeah, about there.
About once a month, I use logic and common sense. And most other days, maybe I don't. I get too emotional and stuff. But why don't you get emotional sometimes, too?
I mean, not really.
Oh.
I'm also dead inside. So, you know, I get emotional when the Bengals screw up, but that's usually because I'm drinking pretty hard on a Sunday. So, yeah.
Yeah. How did the movie
even cry at the end of Field of Dreams? So that tells you how dead I am inside.
Yeah, I don't really cry. That's not a thing I do either. So I can relate to that. Andrew Wagner, thank you so much, my friend. I appreciate it.
Same time, my friend.